want to drill down for just a moment on what it means to be without health coverage. When Medicaid is taken away, what does that mean?
Sorry to barge in there to Democracy Now!, which is not a normal pattern here at CKOW, but it's Fun Drive Week, and anything goes on Fun Drive Week, right? It's just the way it happens here. So it is now 10 o'clock, and yes, indeed, you are listening to CKOW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, and this program is Voyage. Hi there, and as always, it is time for Voyage at this time of day on Wednesdays. And my name's Keith Black, and as always, there will be, well, there'll be jazz between now and 1 o'clock, but there'll be a bunch of other stuff as well. Yes, that theme song is in the background. I'm going to leave it on because it goes about 7 minutes, and I'm just going to just let it go while I talk to you for a couple of minutes here. Over the next 3 hours, you're going to hear a number of reasons. If you haven't already heard them, you're probably going to hear them again about why this little station needs your support. But I'd like to start off with something just a little different. Often I'm asked, or we ask you out there, why do you listen? What is it about this station? Why do you tune it in? And I think a lot of you have great answers for that for a whole bunch of different reasons, and you know what they are, and I won't go into them. But my belief is that underneath that, for many, there is another reason. In a world that if you listen to Democracy Now! Every day, it'll confirm it. There's a lot of horrible stuff going on around the world. And the thing that keeps us all focused, all of us, each of us, is the communities, the cohorts that we have around us, family, friends, neighbors, office people, whatever, that enrich our lives in small or big ways as we face a world that is increasingly problematic. I believe that this station is a community. It's a community that is one of the reasons that you listen to it. You listen to it because it doesn't have pre-programmed stuff coming in from the GTA or LA or New York or wherever. It sounds like the people who are hosting it are just like your family or friends or neighbors, because they are your family and friends and neighbors. This is a community that has a unique place in Winnipeg, providing a huge variety of radio that you can just embrace as part of yourself. And I think that's part of the reason why a lot of you, underneath and in the background perhaps, but it's one of the reasons why you listen. There are many others, but I think that's one of them. This is your community. And it's out of that sense of community that we are asking you to help support us as we approach our 26th anniversary coming up in a couple of months, and as we continue to provide you with an absolutely extraordinary variety of everything from music to spoken word to social issues to you name it. We've got something for everybody. We may not be the station you leave on in the background all day long. That's just not who we are. But when you do tune in, you get an amazing variety from people who are here because they want to be. They're passionate, they're volunteers, and they're you. We are you, and we need your help. You can do that by phoning 204-774-6877. Many, many different ways to pledge money immediately. You can make a pledge. You can do it online at ckow.ca. You can do e-transfer. There are time payments, all sorts of ways, with incentives at almost every level. And I'll get into those in a while. But I just want to make you aware of, when you think about Why am I listening to this? Why am I checking it out? Sure, I like jazz, or sure, I like whatever the program is. But underneath that is the fact that we are here because we want to be. There's like Pinocchio, we got no strings on us. And we can do what we think is best for our community, and that's you. 774-6877. We need you to help us. Give us some of your money, and we can continue to provide a great service. I'll be back at the end of this extended theme song, and we'll talk then. Voyage, the name of that tune and the name of the show. That was Stan Getz and with Kenny Barron on piano, and Kenny Barron was the composer of that track. For some reason, way back almost, 25-plus years ago, when I first started this gig, I thought, gee, what am I going to call this show? And I loved this track, and I'd loved it for a long time. And I figured, if you talk about it, maybe Voyage is what I'm trying to do, give you a trip, a travel through the world of jazz. And that's what I've been trying to do for the last 25 years. This voyage is a continuing one. And it has been a privilege to be able to do this here at CKUW. Now, every year, we need to have a fun drive here. It's sort of like not unusual. It's like PBS or several other organizations that, while they may get help from grants or other governments or wherever, a large portion of their budget has to be made up by the public that they are serving. So every year we have a fun drive in February that means that we ask you to help us get this station going for another 24 hours a day for the next year. This year especially is very critically important. And I mentioned this in all seriousness. You are probably aware that the federal government has capped international students. There is not one university in Canada that is not impacted by this. Every single one. Enrollment's down. There are budget problems in every university you think of across the country. Programs are being cut or at least diminished because there is just not the money that was there when the international students were in larger numbers. The trickle down at the University of Winnipeg here, because this is where we are located, and they have been great supporters, and they help us out every year. But because of the cuts that no one had any ability to stop or even guess about, CQAW has down about $20,000 from its grant, from its allowance from the University of Winnipeg. And that means that this fund drive is even more critical than normal. It doesn't mean we'll go off the air if we don't get to the $60,000 that we need. We're currently just over $40,000 to our $60,000 goal. And I'll be talking a little bit more about that, obviously, throughout this show until 1 o'clock. But we do need to have you phone or come in on the internet or whatever to make your pledge, make your support tangible for us in order for us to continue. Last week, I had a very good week in terms of the donations and pledges to my show. And without boring the heck out of you, I'm going to list a number of names because these are all people who contributed last week. Brian, Heather, Mark, William, Talis, Craig, Gary, Robert, Helen, Brad, Jeff, Neil, another Brian, Rob, Liz, Rick, Judith. Sorry, Judy, I always know you as Judy, but I know you're Judith, and I knew who you were last week, too. Colin Smith, Anthony Steffes, and Christy Wendell. That total last week came to $2,292, and that's incorporated into the current total. That was last week, but this is this week, and I need to continue to raise funds and to have you take part in this fund drive, and I would like to start naming the people who are supporting me today in order to get that total up from the $2,200 that it is for my show, and up, more importantly, from the $40,000 it is for the station that we need to continue to go. I don't want to talk all day, and I don't intend to. I'm going to play a lot of jazz today, as much as I can. I've got a lot of different options all stuck out here. Most of them, not all. I'm going to play something a little later that is actually not even officially released until Friday. That's how up to date you can get on this exploration of the jazz world. But I'm going way back now to a track I was playing another album by this group, and it led me back to this one. And the album is Weather Report's Heavy Weather. It's the one that has Birdland on it, probably their all-time best-known tune. But I'm not going to play that, at least not right now. I'm going to play Weather Report from Heavy Weather. It's called A Remark You Made. Here's Weather Report. Thank you. A Remark You Made, one of a classic track. I really love that tune. It's from Weather Report, from their classic album called Heavy Weather. And it has on it, as I mentioned, the track called Birdland, which is arguably their best known, and one that Lambert Hendricks and Ross had words for, and it's morphed its way into a vocal version as well, using every note from the improvisations. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW, and it's Fun Drive week here. Fun Drive 2 weeks. Fun Drive on until Friday. The station goal is $60,000. We're currently just over 40, and my station goal has been sort of modified, and my station total as of the end of last week was 2292. Now, I want to mention a few other names. I'm going to play a track in just a minute with the Karn Davidson Nine, a neat group out of Toronto. Does some great stuff. They've performed here and they're fabulous. And their drummer is Ernesto Cervini. And Ernesto and I have sort of become friends, corresponding for a long time on just sort of email level. I've now actually met him to talk to in person two or three times. I've interviewed him on the show. And he has been a contributor to CKUW Fun Drive for the last few years, and he's done it again this year as well. So thank you to Ernesto Cervini, to Joan Barriger, to Jerry Daly, and to Ovid Mercredi. And those totals come up to about a couple of $100. I haven't added them up, but they will be added to my show total as we go along today. And I thank them for their contributions. I know the phone rang during the last track that I was playing, and I haven't got the little slip of paper yet, but I think that there's another pledge that came in during that track. So thanks to whoever. This station is put together with love by a zillion people, all volunteers. And what we need is the people out there to make a difference for us. You know, I talked before about the fact that we are a community. This great little station is greater than the sum of the parts, and they're very, very important parts, and we need all your help. We need all your help to make that good go. And so it's up to you. I know that there was something on earlier today, actually, on CKUW, where they were talking about Marshall McLuhan's "The Medium is the Message" quote from all those years ago, and people wondered what he was talking about. Well, this medium is the message here. We are the message that says we are you. We are listener-driven. We need you and want you and provide a great service to you. And in return for that, every now and then, we want to be able to say, can you help us out now? We really need you. We really need you. 774-6877. I just got another little piece of paper handed to me. Andrea, me old love, $100. Thank you so much. I'm going to do the totals while the next piece of music is playing. But that's three or four folks already this morning, and I want to keep that going. So the closer we get to 60,000, the more we can keep all the things going that we need to have going. Oh, I hear the phone ring. What I'm going to do right now, though, I'm going to play a track by the Carn Davidson Nine, which has Ernesto Cervini, whom I just thanked because he gave us some money. And I'm going to play a track called Joy. Now, isn't that appropriate? From the Carn Davidson Nine, from their album, which is called, I think it's, hang on just a minute here. I've got so many pieces of paper here. Yeah, Reverence. It's called Reverence. Here we go. Joy. If I can just find it on my list here, just one moment, please. This is the excitement and the romance of live radio. It never goes away. There's always something happening here when all the best plans that you establish just don't work out quite the way you want them to. Hang on just a minute. I'll be there. There it is. Joy. Thank you. That was Joy with the Carn Davidson Nine, a nonet out of Toronto that just, they've played together a long time and they're just fabulous. They performed at the Jazz Festival a couple of years ago, and the feedback that I kept getting is, why are these guys just at the Cube? Why aren't they headliners at one of the major venues? Good question. Maybe next time. But they're a great group, and Ernesto Cervini, the drummer, as a really neat guy. He's also really interested in Louise Penny. You know, all the books, all the mysteries out of the Three Pines and whatever. He's very, very interesting guy. He's got a lot of interests, and he's a very fine musician and marketer. I mean, he's a publicist as well and does a great deal for the whole jazz world in Canada. So among the other folks that have contributed, I thank him because each of us, each of them, each of you have an important part to play. We don't do this fund drive out of just because, what the heck, it'd be nice to have some extra money. We do it because about 25% of our budget we need to have from the people that we are now broadcasting to. And that means that once a year, we put it all on the line. Each of the hosts here dedicates their time, not to totally cut down on what they are playing or what they normally would do, but to add the fact that we need your support. That's 774-6877. I haven't mentioned incentives or whatever. Anything over $35, you have a choice. Basically, what it means is if you donate more than $35, you have a choice of taking a tax receipt if that is your wish and it helps you out in terms of your financial situation, Or you can take the incentives that come. They're just sort of called incentives. They're things that we say thank you for, donations at a certain level. Now, the CRA says you can't have both, so you got to make a choice between getting the incentives or getting a tax receipt. The incentives from $35, a friend's card, you get up to $75, you get a toque at $95.90. You get $75, you get a T-shirt as well, and all those sorts of things are available to you. For $180, you can get the famous CKUW hoodie. I mention that a lot because it's sort of, I mean, I don't pretend to be a clothes horse, and my wardrobe is not spectacular by any means, but the CKUW hoodie is a mainstay of my whole wardrobe. I'm wearing one as we speak. It's sort of what I wear. It's nice and warm for a cold day, and it's got a hood on it to pull up over your CKUW toque if it's cold outside. But it's also nice to wear around the house as well, and to just basically, it's got a lot of uses, and that's for $180. For $125, get a T-shirt and a toque or a second shirt. $220 gives you a hoodie and one other choice of toque, hood, whatever. And tax receipts, as I say, are available for anything over $35. Most of my demographic will take the tax receipts, but the other incentives are really cool. The T-shirts are different every year. They're limited edition. Once they're gone, they're gone. I have CKUW Fund Drive T-shirts from past years. This one is gray with a bunch of sort of rollicking figures on it that is really neat. You can see a picture of it on the website if you go to ckuw.ca. There's also a place there to donate. You can donate right online at the website. E-transfers, checks given to hosts to bring in for you. People can even deliver them to the door, as Rob was saying. You know, we have people actually bringing stuff into through the door, and we can offer tours. In the past, I've always said, yeah, we can have tours of the place. Come in, I'll offer you a tour of the place. How did you enjoy it? Now, that's about how quick it takes to get around the station, this quirky little space that does so much with so little. And we offer great bang for the buck, as the saying goes. We need you to phone 774-6877 and demonstrate to us that you are part of this community. You do feel that you are part of us and that you can help us out. I'm going to play some more music now. Last week, I got a whole bunch of stuff set up, but I did not play anything last week by John Coltrane and sort of the classics, you know, Duke and Miles and Coltrane. I'm going to play Giant Steps, which is what we're looking for here. Giant Steps towards $60,000. Here's John Coltrane. John Coltrane, Giant Steps, a classic that probably many of you know, and you get to see that, get to hear that regularly here at CKW. One of the things that sets us out differently from a lot of the other stations is that what we do is really look for both local, national, and international artists that you may not even be aware of. They don't get played very often on the big commercial stations. You get to hear the same group of well-known stars or whatever in names that aren't very often a surprise to you. Well, we consciously avoid that sort of stuff. And here at CKUW, we give you local and other artists that you might not have heard of. And that's certainly one of the things that I really, really push for in my show. From the time that I started, 25, almost 26 years ago, it's been part of my job, if you will, to introduce you to jazz artists, some local, some national, many international from all over the place that you might not have heard of before. And that's a way of stretching your ears and making you aware of the wider world that's involved in the jazz community. Now, one of the reasons that's important is that what it means is that these are artists that are not going to get a lot of play because they don't have a lot of money-making potential for the larger stations. They want organizations and labels that will say, hey, put this on your playlist, and we will do da-da-da-da-da, whatever. And it gets put on the playlist. We don't have payola. We don't have hooks on us. We don't need to play stuff that we don't want to play. And we can play artists from here, there, and everywhere without having to worry about whether or not they're going to get any sort of monetary feedback from the large corporations that run a lot of the music world. That's one of the strengths here. It's one of the things that we here at CKUW, each of us hosts who put together programs. I listened to a fair amount of CKUW and certainly maybe even a little bit more during Fund Drive weeks because it's always fun to listen during Fund Drive. And the amount of time and effort and the artists you hear and the names you hear that you might not be aware of, they're from a genre you don't even understand that well, and your ears get stretched and you get to hear things that are very interesting. That's not going to happen at the cookie-cutter commercial stations, which within a fairly narrow range are going to play music for you that's familiar, that you've heard before, that you may even heard a few hours ago, let alone before, and that they believe is what they need to make sure that you're going to keep right there, not being jarred too much or having demands put on you as to what you can learn or what needs to be done with that music. We consciously go out of our way to make sure that you do hear things that you might not have heard before. Local artists abound here through all the shows whenever it's possible to expose you to the fact that there is musicality all around us. And it's not ever going to get picked up by the large commercial stations. It's just not on their it's not in their wheelhouse. Is that the expression? And but it is in ours. And we look at that all the time. You're going to hear artists that you may never have heard of before. And that's what it's all about. Now, I should play some more music, I think. I'm going to play something that is sort of will maybe put a smile on your face. It's Dizzy Gillespie, John Burks Gillespie, who played trumpet and was really a cheeky guy. His humor and his ability on stage to communicate that humor, I saw him a couple of times, and he was just a prize. He was a stand-up comic, as well as having remarkable musicality. But he frequently did off-the-wall sort of cheeky versions, especially in live concerts. One of them, which has sort of become a classic, is called Swing Low, Sweet Cadillac, which is sort of a take on the Swing Low, Sweet Chariot spiritual. But he sort of disintegrates it and leaves it lying in pieces. Here is Dizzy Gillespie and the band with Swing Low, Sweet Cadillac. Seven, seven, four, six, eight, seven, seven.
Yeah. wang low, sweet Cadillac. So wang low, sweet Cadillac. Going home, going home. Going home, going home. Fish your body. Cadillacs never die. The finance company is fed them away.
The one and only Dizzy Gillespie. I've told this story before. The first time Dizzy played in Winnipeg was at a sort of a mini jazz festival where there were a whole bunch of different artists at the old arena. Started 7 or so p.m. and ended about 3 in the morning because everybody went way too long. It was fabulous evening. And Diz played for a while on stage, and then he stopped and he said, after about 20 minutes or so, he said, "I was told that I had to stop after 20 minutes. My mama told me you don't go all the way to Winnipeg and stop playing after 20 minutes. And he proceeded to start playing again. We all went nuts, and the people backstage were probably tearing their hair out because it just put all their timing out of whack. Dizzy is something else, was something else. And his music, I mean, hidden behind all that humor, whatever, was an extremely wise and clever musician and brilliant improviser and a great ambassador for the music. Dizzy Gillespie there. And some more people to thank. Joe for 25, The Simpsons, Bev and Laurie Simpson for 25, Deanna for 40, Gene Story for 50, and Linda Rumpf for 20. And that, I haven't done the total yet, but it's bringing me very close to probably about $2,700-$2,800. I need to get over $3,000. There's no question about that. I need to get over $3,000. And I need you to help me do that. As of 10:30 or so, the drive total for the whole station was at $40,637, and I'd love to get to $41,000 too easily if I could before the end of this show. So keep that in mind. It is fun drive, and we are really needing to push this year, especially, as I mentioned, because of budgetary cuts on universities from one end of this country to the other, and the trickle down. Well, we are not a major item on the budget list here. We are enough that it's many thousands of dollars down from our normal amount that we can call on from the university. Therefore, this fund drive takes on a little extra piquancy, how's that for a good word in the middle of the day? A certain amount of pressure. So 774-6877. I'll go over the incentive list a little later. But I mentioned at the last break that I sometimes play artists that people aren't all that much aware of. Perhaps an example of that, well, I guess more and more people are aware of them now. But in the latter couple of years, and certainly long after I started this show, when I introduced him for the first time, was quite a while ago. And it was one of those times where you take an artist and you say, "Hey, this guy looks like he's got some promise here." I'm talking back a few years. And he's just got stronger and stronger. I'm talking about James Brandon Lewis, a saxophonist who is quite remarkable and is in the top echelon of current jazz saxophonists. He has a brand new album that's coming out on Friday. So here's a sneak preview from James Brandon Lewis's latest release, which is called Apple Cores. And there's a reason for that, which I won't bother with today, but you're going to have to listen in next week when I will be doing more personnel things and whatever that I'm not doing today. I'm just giving the major outline today. But here from Apple Core is a track called Prince Eugene.